my left hip. And I, because of this, actually I was stood out. Stabbed an old wine cellar down there. You people can see the depth of the cellar under the living room.
Yes, it is.
But you see the siding here that we found?
Oh, yeah.
So without a doubt, it made one time it stopped. It enclosed this area and stopped before the living room. The living room's right through there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's square nails. We can date a great deal of this with the nails, of course.
Well, that really is fascinating.
We covered all this and fixed it, but we left the old access to the cellar, which is very deep down there. The early deeds show extensive vineyards in that direction. So people, a lot of people in this area made wine and shipped it. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had a relative that shipped all over the country. Mm-hmm. Now, let me see if I can get in. I'm going to go around and let you in. This is a log room, you see. Fascinating compared to the other.
Yes, it is.
And the beds were, most of the furniture was, all furniture was in my family and my wife's, practically very few pieces were added. Little furniture, I'll just show you the background, it'd be interesting to you, possibly it was bridal furniture of my grandparents.
Is that right?
This bed came from Old Tram, Virginia, that was a home up in Virginia and was brought down when they came, very, very early.
By the way, the names of these two pieces of furniture, do you happen to...
Now this is a Jackson chest, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a cherry. And they're frequently mixed woods. Now, of course, you can tell that this is the same. These actually match. You see from the pulls, the tassel pulls.
Yes.
And, of course, that's we call that a dresser. Mm-hmm. That was a washstand over there to the left. You see that I use as a little bureau.
Mm-hmm. And you think this is the original fireplace, undoubtedly.
This is the original fireplace. We covered it with the paneling and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And oddly enough, in the log part, the fireplace is inside. In the room of 1840, the fireplace was built outside.
Yeah,
we use the fireplaces. We have stopped using these because several little homes have burned, and the inside fireplace, we're just a little bit scared.
Mm-hmm.
But in the living room in there, old parlor, we use the fire with one of them. With the original chimney.
Excellent.
Now this floor is a later floor. Now this is still hard pine, and you can see that it's quarter cut to get the beautiful pattern of the pine.
Yes.
And beautiful. It's laid over. This is the only double floor we have. It's laid over floor of that vintage. You see, at one time this became so mutilated that they covered it. But when they covered it, it was with very thick hard pine. And I'll show you. Here's the next one.
Can you
see?
Oh, yes.
It's marvelous wood.
Yes, it is.
Pine fascinates me. And they found a little bit of it in this section.
Let's see. That is a beautiful grain.
I should have here just to have a famous bed. This is my grandfather's desk. That's called a planter's desk in this section. In the little home desk, the pigeonhole board,
Yes.
You've seen that. Sure, these are fairly common in this section, and he broke that fan and used this in a home.
Mm-hmm.
The table was in my family, and this china has been used by four generations as bridal china. Mm-hmm. My family imported four hogsheads of this is earliest, and we've corresponded with the Mr. The one that's left, he's in New York, but he is of the Pavillons of France. And the archives have burned in France, the real French. But he happened to have some old family archives. He got fascinated with this pattern. So we had very interesting communication with Mr. himself. And strangely enough, the pattern is ivy pattern. Isn't that something?
Is that the ivy pattern?
Well, but we had four.